Welcome to DNB College. Today we're building an old-school jungle ARP blueprint in Ableton Live 12 that actually works in a real drum and bass track, not just a nostalgic loop, not just a ravey synth pattern on its own, but a proper DJ-friendly musical idea that can sit above breaks, support a bassline, and carry that 90s-inspired energy without turning into a messy wall of sound. The goal is simple: make an ARP that feels urgent, hypnotic, slightly gritty, and ready for the dance floor. Something you could use in an intro, a drop, or a variation section, and still have it hold together when the drums and sub come in. That is the real test in DNB. If it sounds great solo but falls apart in the full tune, it's not finished yet. Start with the smallest, useful musical idea possible. Don't write a full melody. Don't build a chord pad. Just create a 1-bar or 2-bar harmonic cell with 2 to 4 notes maximum. A minor shape is usually a strong place to begin, like root, minor third, fifth, and octave. Or even just root and fifth if you want it darker and more stripped back. Load up something like Wavedable, Operator, or Analog. Keep the sound plain at first. What matters here is the phrase, not the polish. Put the notes in a register that stays out of the sub range, usually somewhere around C3 to C5 depending on the tune. You want the ARP to feel like a motif, not a chord stack. Why this works in DNB is because the drums and bass already carry so much motion. If the harmony is too dense, the ARP stops being a hook and starts fighting the arrangement. A small note pool gives the rhythm and sound design more room to do the heavy lifting. Now program the rhythm so it feels like it's dancing with a break. Don't just lock straight 16-tied HS across the bar and call it old school. Think about where the snare lands, where the kick pushes, and where the break leaves space. A good jungle ARP often answers the drum pattern rather than sitting on top of it. Try a few starting points. Straight 16-tied HS with a couple of rests at the end of the bar. A dotted eighth feel for that circular rave motion. Or a 2-bar phrase with a pickup into the second bar so the loop breathes a little. Use velocity shaping too. Stronger main accents, lighter filler notes, and the whole thing starts to pulse instead of flattening out. What to listen for here is very simple. Does the ARP leave room for the snare? If the snare starts losing authority, the pattern is too crowded. Simplify the rhythm before you add more processing. In DNB, groove usually gets better when you remove things, not when you pile more in. At this point, choose your source tone. You can go clean and digital or gritty and ravey. A cleaner patch with bright saw energy works well for atmospheric rollers and more uplifting old-school vibes. A rougher patch with subtle detune and saturation works better for darker jungle pressure. For a balanced blueprint, start with 2 saw oscillators slightly detuned in Wavedable or Analog. Keep the detune modest. Too much detune smears the attack, and in fast drum programming that can make the riff feel lazy. You want the notes to speak clearly. Set the attack almost immediate, decay somewhere around 150 to 500 milliseconds depending on how staccato you want it, and keep the sustain low to medium, so it behaves like a riff rather than a pad. Now shape the motion with a filter. Put auto filter after the synth and start with a low pass mode. This is where the ARP begins to feel like a living part of the tune instead of a static loop. Keep the cutoff somewhere sensible, maybe a few hundred hertz up to a couple of kilohertz depending on how bright the raw patch is. Add a bit of resonance, but don't let it whistle. If you want a more authentic old school feel, keep the filter a little closed in the intro and then open it as the section develops. If you want more menace, keep it darker and let saturation provide the edge instead of brute brightness. That gives you movement without changing the actual musical idea. What to listen for now is whether the filter opening feels musical or just like someone turning up the treble. You want the loop to wake up, not get brittle. If the top end starts sounding harsh, lower the cutoff and let the harmonics breathe. Next, add some controlled grit. Saturator is perfect here, or drum bus if you want a little more thickness and attitude. Keep the drive tasteful. You're looking for presence, not destruction. A few dB of drive can help the note starts cut through the breaks and make the part read on smaller systems. If it starts getting hissy, back off before you start reaching for extreme EQ. A solid stock chain could be Wavedable into auto filter, then saturator, then EQ8. Use EQ to clean things up. High pass the ARP if needed, often somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, so it stays out of the bass pocket. If it feels boxy, trim a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If it gets harsh, be careful around 2.5 to 5 kHz. This is where a lot of people go wrong. They make the ARP loud and wide and overcooked before they even hear it against the drums. Don't do that yet. Keep the core patch focused first. A really important move in old school DNB is treating the ARP like a layered system, not just one sound. The main layer should be rhythmic, filtered, and mid-forward. Then, if needed, add a quieter support layer with a little extra air or octave shimmer. Keep that support layer more narrowly defined. It should enhance the identity, not rewrite it, and keep the core mostly mono-compatible. This matters a lot in jungle. A wide stereo patch can sound exciting in solo, but once the bass and hats come in, the hook can collapse if the center is weak. Do a mono check early. If the motif loses shape in mono, it's not ready. Now turn the pattern into something DJ-friendly. Don't leave it as a forever loop. Build phrasing. At minimum, think in 8-bar or 16-bar blocks. Maybe the intro starts filtered and minimal. Then the drums thicken up. Then the ARP opens more when the drop arrives. Then the final two bars can use a turnaround or a slight variation. That's what makes it feel like a record instead of a sound design demo. A real tune needs sections. A DJ needs clear phrasing. The ARP can be your identity marker, but it should also know when to step back and let the drums or bass take the lead. A practical arrangement might be an 8-bar intro with filter ARP and break tops, then a drop where the ARP comes in hard for two bars, drops out for a bit, then returns with a variation. On the second 16, you could open the filter more or lift the octave for extra energy. Keep it moving, but don't overcomplicate it. What to listen for when the drums and bass are running is whether the ARP is actually helping the groove. Does it sit above the snare instead of on top of it? Is there still room for the sub around 30 to 80 Hz? Does the rhythm push the section forward, or does it fight the kick and break pattern? That full context check is non-negotiable. An ARP can sound huge in solo and still fail the track. If it feels disconnected, tighten the note lengths, remove extra notes, or shift the rhythm a hair earlier or later until it starts locking with the break. Use automation for tension, not constant motion. Open the cutoff over 4 to 8 bars. Bring in a little more saturation or air before the drop. Maybe add a subtle delay throw, but keep the repeats controlled so they don't blur the next snare. In old school jungle, movement works best when it feels intentional, not busy. Here's a really good workflow habit. Once the ARP feels right, consider printing it to audio. If you keep tweaking oscillator settings forever, you can lose the momentum of the tune. Resample a clean version and maybe a heavier version. The clean one gives you flexibility later, and the heavier one is great for fills or second drop energy. Then make a variation. This is crucial. The first drop can establish the idea. The second drop should feel like the tune has evolved. Maybe you move the ARP up an octave. Maybe you remove a few notes. Maybe you open the filter a bit more. Maybe you make the rhythm more broken. Pick one meaningful change and commit to it. A great old-school DNB hook often works, because the core identity stays stable while the decoration changes. That means you do not need to rewrite the whole part. In fact, the more you can preserve the identity, the more memorable it tends to be. A couple of common traps to avoid. Don't make the ARP too wide too early. Don't let it crowd the sub or lower mids. Don't overload it with notes. Don't overdrive it until it turns into hiss. And don't let it sit in the same pocket as the snare. Those mistakes make the groove feel cramped and tired very quickly. A good rule for darker or heavier material is this. Use darkness through filtering, not just through lower notes. A closed low pass can feel much more threatening than transposing the whole thing down and muddying the bass area. Also, a tiny bit of asymmetry can add a lot of attitude. A missing note, a late pickup, a rest before the bar line. That kind of thing makes the pattern feel more human and more dangerous. If you want to get extra mileage out of it, resample one bar and start editing the audio. Chop off the first transient of a note for a ghosted effect. Reverse a tail into a transition. Duplicate one hit and tuck it under the next beat. Create a small stutter before a fill. Those moves often sound more authentic than adding another synth layer, because they preserve the original vibe. And one more reminder that matters a lot in DNB. Version your work. Keep a dry writing version, a mix-ready version, and a printed audio version. That way you can keep moving forward instead of endlessly reopening synth settings that already did the job. So the big picture is this. Start small. Keep the harmonic idea simple. Let rhythm do the heavy lifting. Shape the sound with filtering, controlled saturation, and careful EQ. Keep the core mono solid and out of the subzone. Use automation and arrangement to make it feel like a record. Then create a second drop variation so the idea keeps developing instead of looping forever. If it's working, the ARP should feel like a classic jungle signal with modern discipline. Urgent, readable, and fully usable in a real DNB tune. Now try the mini exercise. Build a 4-bar ARP motif with no more than 4 pitches, make one variation, and place it against a drum loop and a sub in mono. Keep one processing chain and one automation lane. Then ask yourself the real questions. Can you still hear the snare clearly? Does the sub stay solid? And does the second version feel like evolution instead of random change? That's the standard. Keep it tight. Keep it musical and keep it dance-a-floor ready.